die.
This is Mellow Max. You've been listening to On the Town with Mikey D here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You good to go? Cool.
You're listening to Instant Crush. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stick around for the hour. We've got some music for you, and yeah. Trying to catch the beat. Throw your motherfucking hand. Get them high. All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man. Get them high. Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hands. Keep them high. And if you're losing your high, then smoke again. Keep them high. My flow is in the pocket like Wallace. I got the bounce like hydraulics. I can't call it. I got the swirl like alcoholics. My freshman year, I was going through hella problems. Still, I bit up the nerve to drop my ass about a college. My teacher said I was a loser. I told her, why don't you kill me? I give a fuck if you feel me. I'm gonna follow my heart. And if you follow the charts or the plaques or the stacks, you ain't gotta guess who's back. You see, I'm so shy that you thought I was bashful. But this bastard's flow will bash your skull. And I will cut your girl like past the truck. And I don't usually smoke, but pass the dro. And I won't give you that money that you asking for. Why you think me and Dame cool? We assholes. That's why we hear your music getting fast forward. Cause we don't wanna hear that weak shit no more. Throw your motherfucking hand. Get them high. All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man. Get them high. Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hand. Keep them high. And if you're losing your high, then smoke again. Keep them high. Now, who the hell is this? Emailing me at 11:26, telling me that she 36:26 plus double D. You nine girls on Black Planet B when they get bubbly at NYU, but she hail from Kansas. Right now she just lamping, chilling on campus. Sent me a picture with a feeling on Candace, who said her favorite rapper was the late great Francis. WHIT, it's getting late, mommy. Your screensaver say tweet, so you got to call me and bring a friend. For my friend, his name Kwali.
You mean Talib, lyrics stick to your rib. I mean, that's my favorite CD that I play in my crib. I mean, you don't really know him, why is you lying?
Yo, Kwali, she don't believe me, please pick up the line. She gon' think that I'm lying, just spit a couple of lines. Then maybe I'll be able to give a dick all the time and get a high.
Yeah.
Ow.
I can't believe this nigga used my name for picking up dimes. But never mind, I need some tracks, you trying to pull tracks out. And my rhymes is finna blow, you trying to blow backs out. Well, okay, you twisted my arm, I'll assist with the charm. And yo, ain't you meet that chick at that conference with your mom's? A sister the bomb, but she got the bougie behavior. Always got something to say like an okay player hater. Yeah. Anyways, I don't usually fuck with the internet. A chick with birth control stuck to they arm like Nicorette. Really fucking that much or trying to get on cigarettes. If she think it's fly, she ain't met a real nigga yet. No. I apologize if I come off a little inconsiderate. I got the bubble cushion, the sister could get ahead of it.
Get 'em high like noon or the moon or a room filled with smoke, a hype filled with dope. Y'all assumed I was doomed out of tune, but I still feel the notes with real nigga quotes. Real rappers is hard to find, like a remote. Control rap is out of. You super still got love. That's why I abuse you who are not thugs. Rock clubs like Tiger Woods in the hood. To have my own reality show called Soul Survivor. I stole on lava. Niggas and you, you's a bitch. I got ones that are thicker than you. How could I ever let your words affect me? They say hip hop is dead. I'm here to resurrect me. Marsh is too sexy to even make songs like these. That's why the raw don't know your name. Like Alicia Keys, too many featured MCs and producers is popular. 12,000 spins, nobody got the cop in a album. How come you the hot garbage of? The year's clear, your image is looped up. Label got you souped up, telling you you sick when you a dick with a loose nut. Video hard to watch like Medusa. Even your club record need a booster. Chimped up with a pimp cup, illiterate nigga. Read the info, red across your head, I'm Grand King like Simba. Bolder than Denver, I ain't a mad rapper, just an MC with a temper. You dancing for money like honey, I did this my way. So when the industry crashed, I survived like Kanye. Spitting through wires and fires, MC's retiring. Got your hands up, get the motherfuckers higher than.
Throw your motherfucking hand.
Get them high. Yeah.
All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man.
Get them high.
Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hands.
Keep them high.
And if you're losing your high, then smoke again.
Keep them high.
kids right on down to the skit. A baby is brought into a world of pits. And if we could have talked that soon in a delivery room, they would have asked the nurse for a hit. The reason for this? The mother is a jerk. Excuse me, junkie, which brought the work of the old into a new life. What a way. But this what a way has been a way of today. Anyway, push couldn't shove me to understand a path to a basic. Cause Schumer should have raced it in the first wave. Cause second wave from believers and believers will walk to it then, even talk to it and say. Y'all can't have none of that. Tell them what to say, Mace. Drugs are like pleather, you don't wanna wear it. No need to ask that question, just don't mention. You know what the answer is. Now I never fancy Nancy, but the statement she made held a plate of weight. I even stressed it to weight. Did he take any heat? Nah, the boy was hooked. You could phrase the word base and the kid just shook. In his fashion class, once ain't now enough. The rock rules him now, the only designs left were once clothes made for Oshkosh. Has converted to nothing but stonewash. Now hopping in a barrel is a barrel of fun, but don't hop in if you wanna be down, son. Cause down can mean down and out is an action. What does it lead to? Dum, 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 dum. People say, what have I done for all my years? My tears show my hard-earned work. I heard shoving is worse than pushing, but I'd rather know a shover than a pusher, cause a pusher's a jerk. Coincide with the ride of insanity. Is it a chant that slant the soul to feel for it? I know it's the border that flaunts the order to kill for it. Standing, scheming on a young one, picking this time eight balls for a cool, cool player. Racked it all, tried to break, missed two, got beat by the boy in blue. Next day you're out by the spot once more, looking hard for a crack in a hole. I asked what's the fix for the ill stuff. Word to the D-Row, the answer should have been no. Run me a score from the funky four plus one more. Rewind that back. This is the age for a new stage of fiend. Watch how the zombies scream, it's the crack. Plain as plain, it should have slain it from the start. Behind the ideals of cranking up the heart. Now the bass claims shop over every part.
Love. Welcome back to Instant Crush on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your co-host, Abe Jollis, joined by my two lovely co-hosts, Jared Cohen and Finian Sicoccio. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
Hey, how's it going?
Yo.
Doing mighty fine. Now, we're going to hop right into it. Tonight, the Red Sox-Guardians game, which Jared and I had the privilege of attending, was the shortest MLB game in 14 years. Now, surprising, the Red Sox won. And Jared, you have something to share about the Red Sox, don't you?
Do I? That's they're not really related, but but on that point, it was a good game. Hour 49? I mean, we were in it. First of all, waste of $70, right?
We're sitting behind home plate.
Yeah.
I was so happy. Right. I got these tickets a month ago. Like, dude.
But we witnessed some history. Tanner Houck first, Maddox for the Red Sox since 2014. I mean, witnessing a complete game shutout, those don't happen anymore in baseball. They just don't. So, you know, even if it's a little bit boring, it was a good quick game. Got in and out. A lot of fun. But I do have a clip to share. Mentioned in the past, you're in the New England area. You ever listen to Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub, number one show in the area. I hang out with them, work for them. Interesting bit this week. We'll get the guy's reaction. Put it on right now. 1 second.
But I want to start off with a announcement slash emergency. Today is the beginning of the Felger and Maz Big Board.
Woo! Here we go! Officially in the red zone.
There's just one problem. I forgot my magazines at home. It takes me 11 minutes door to door.
Okay.
Your intern there, the Tufts kid?
No, not mine. Our.
Yours.
Our.
Where'd he go to school?
Jared just said to me, he said, am I driving to Felger's house to get this magazine?
Yep. Yes.
Go.
Yeah, sure is.
Go now. You're not back. At 2:50, something went wrong or you don't know how to drive.
He stopped to get high.
What a disaster.
Go. It's 11 minutes door to door.
Yeah, it's your 11 minutes. You drive like a psycho, and I mean that in a kind way.
As you should.
You know how to drive.
The centers will come at 2:50 if we can get Ryan back in time. Ryan actually joins us now. Where are you, Ryan, right now? Tell me where you are.
Well, first of all, my name is not Ryan.
What's your name?
It's Jared.
Oh, Jared. I mean Jared. Jared. I'm sorry. Jared, where are you?
You did say it was 11 minutes to your house. My GPS says 15, and I left 5 minutes ago.
Are you on 128 yet?
I'm about to be.
Okay. I don't like it. Already, I don't like it. You should be halfway down the highway, all right?
Draft book at home.
I know. Don't leave the draft book at home, but drive. Drive your car. And I wouldn't go 128, but okay. Jared, how are you with dogs?
I got bit by a dog a while ago, and ever since then, it hasn't been the same.
So what do you mean?
No, I'm fine. I don't like dogs. All right, I'm coming up on the exit now. Gunned it down the highway.
Okay, I'll call you back. You're still taking too long.
Your phone blows.
He has PTSD from dogs.
He should be fine. I'm dubious. He left like 10 minutes ago.
He should already be there.
I don't like the people who don't drive aggressively. I don't trust. So this Jared kid already on my don't trust list. Jared, give us a status update.
I have entered and successfully exited Felger household.
How were the dogs?
The dogs were very nice. One of them was sleeping against the door.
Did you close my office door? Because if the dogs get in, they'll make a mess.
In fact, I closed it all the way, and when I went in, it actually wasn't closed when I went in. So I did you a favor.
Because I left it open, because I left in a huff, and I forgot the draft magazine. I left my door open, as usual. But are you now driving back?
I'm now driving back with the magazine.
Excellent. Good job, Jared.
All right, so that was the saga of me and the draft magazine and Michael Felger's house. I thought that was pretty humorous. That was the final word on Felger and Maz 2 days ago on Monday.
That wasn't about the Red Sox at all.
It wasn't about. I never said it was about the Red Sox.
We got lost in transit.
I never said that was about the Red Sox.
Country song about the Red Sox.
Oh, I will play that. Okay, we mixed that up. We'll play that later.
That was wonderful.
Pretty funny.
That was
pretty funny. There's actually more.
And that was a good quip. You were quick with it. You said, the door was open. I did you a favor.
You were on.
That's a super cut of like. There's more in there.
Yeah,
from,
no,
like,
I can tell. Yeah.
Who created that?
The last segment of every show is called the final word, and it's like just like a compilation of like the best moment of that show, and so that was like the executive producer edited that together. But
awesome.
Pretty funny. pretty funny?
That was hilarious. Very funny.
Okay.
You rolled your eyes
at the start, but...
No, I didn't. What?
Well, we rolled our eyes at each other.
No, I was rolling my eyes at what you said.
I'm shamelessly plugging myself. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that was just what I was rolling my eyes at. Yeah. That video was great.
That's great, right?
We got to get some of that, like, NFL, like, music in the background
in
of our
show. In the car... On the way there, from on the way back, I went from 10 Twitter followers to 35 Twitter followers. So let's go.
Wow.
25
you
extra
plug
followers.
Yourself on Twitter?
Yeah, follow me at Real Jared Cohen.
Real.
DJ cut him off.
Yeah. First tweet ever, 20,000 views. Yeah.
Not bad.
Let's get back to the music before I throw up.
We will get back to you with a country remix of, you know, talking about the Red Sox and just what they make us feel. But before that, we've got... An artist I actually am a big fan of. Didn't know Finian was a fan. Phil Collins.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Everyone loves Phil Collins. Yeah. Actually, that's not true. People really hate Phil Collins, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, you can look it up.
I'll ask my mom. See her thoughts.
But I like Phil Collins. Another Day in Paradise. We got it right now.
Thank you. met my old lover on the street last night. She seemed so glad to see me, I just smiled. And we talked about some old times, and we drank ourselves some beers. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. I'm not the kind of man who tends to socialize. I seem to lean on old familiar ways. No fool for love songs that whisper in my ears. Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years. Four in the morning, crapped out, yawning,
only half past 12, but I don't care. 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Al.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down. When she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only started
on the day that she walked out. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all, but she was wrong. And I was caller number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation, deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama. And I ain't gotta see my ex future.
We are back, and this is Instant Crush on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
And that was country music.
Never before heard on Instant Crush.
Believe it or not.
Now,
and, yeah, not huge listeners of country for the most part.
Can't say that we are.
Finian, thoughts?
On the song or country music?
Both.
Excellent.
Country
at times.
Music?
And that's one of those times.
Absolutely. That was a great song.
Yeah, it was excellent. I mean, come on.
Was
now.
It Luke Combs? Right?
Yes, yeah, sir. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Very
instant addition to my like songs.
Legitimately
by the way.
Has 500 million views on YouTube. Like, we are not new to this. This came out like 9 years ago. But
no.
Great song.
No,
very yeah. Catchy.
But sticking with both the earlier theme
and the country music theme
of Red Sox.
So,
Jared, you have a clip.
Yeah. So the Red Sox are a frustrating team, to say the least. And you know, I'm a diehard fan and. You know, the caption of this tweet is really the best description. It's, where are these coming from?
Who made these?
Who made these? And there's another caption was, the best genre of music out right now is oddly specific country music songs about the 2024 Boston Red Sox. And with that, I fully agree. So give this a listen and give us your thoughts.
It would be so sad to have an infield that can play baseball, a major league caliber baseball. Jansen came from the pen and my worries came to life. 83 in the dirt, 89 down the pie. Cold, dreary April Thursday, lost without your embrace. Sox blow a late one again. Punch me in the face. How do you lose to a team of children? How come nothing good ever happens to us? It's like Boston sports fandom. It's a life sentence of misery. I can't take it anymore.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that's credit to Joey Capone on Twitter. This guy, I think he makes the songs during the game. I think he like uses AI to write these songs and then records them and fully produces them by the time like the game ends and just like... It's pretty unbelievable.
And then he posts them and he's like, who's making these?
That has been stuck in my head for a week now. I think
seriously.
It is so funny. I like
now, 80, I agree.
83 in the dirt, 89 down the pipe.
Punch me in the face.
Yeah.
How do we lose to a team of children?
Sox blow a late one again. Punch me in the face.
Now, the only thing I disagree with in that song is that Boston sports fans.
Yeah, yeah. We're not suffering.
No.
We're very briefly suffering.
6 Super Bowl rings, yeah. 4 World Series championships.
Punch me in
how
the
many,
face.
How many NBA titles?
Yeah. How many? Yeah, yeah, seriously, 17. Like I've witnessed 3 winning seasons for my football team in my life.
But mad credit to that guy. Like genuinely impressive.
Yeah, no, very
like,
incredible.
Catchy. Like I think that stuff is hilarious. The best genre of music. Oddly specific country music songs about the 2024 Boston Red Sox, who are currently in last place of the AL East.
On repeat, in my AirPods, all the time. Now,
yeah.
Lakers, Sixers, Bulls, and Kings all win their playoff games. Gentlemen, thoughts on the play-in so far?
Unexciting, honestly.
Very.
Is Kobe, the Heat game was a good game.
It was. Is Kobe White the greatest basketball player to ever grace this earth?
Dude, he was cooking.
42?
But like we were watching it, and he was on one.
He just kept driving down the lane with the right
Euro.
Hand. And just Euro.
Yeah.
For like four straight possessions. How do we stop this guy?
Unfortunately, I know who will stop the Bulls, and his name is Nikola Vucevic. So, yeah, they're not going far.
Man. And their lack of Alex Caruso, who, by the way, I just learned, was injured because of Andre Drummond.
On his own team.
Stepped on his foot, ankles sprained. I mean, I wouldn't want Andre Drummond to step on my foot.
Yeah, that's a big
dude. A big guy.
But, hey, what else in basketball? Caitlin Clark goes number one.
Oh, yeah.
Eight-figure deal with Nike coming up.
And her contract is $80,000 a year.
Yeah, but she's...
I saw somebody tweeted about that, like, Harden got fined more once for, like, saying something to a fan.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Incredible.
She deserves a lot more, just to be clear.
There's a new CBA coming, and I think they're gonna like, double
today. Yeah, she's a big reason for that.
Legitimately. LeBron of the WNBA.
We were seeing the ticket prices for the Indiana Fever have more than doubled. More than doubled. I think almost tripled from, like, what, $60 a pop last season at, like, the peak.
They're like 160 now. The Las Vegas Aces won the WNBA championship last year. I'm not sure where they play now. They have one game on their schedule 4 months from now to play the Indiana Fever, and they are moving arenas for that game to play with a capacity of 6,000 more people only because Caitlin Clark is on the other team. That is unbelievable.
They did that before she was even drafted.
Unreal. Like, genuinely unreal.
Incredible.
Mad props.
That is pretty crazy, though.
What else?
I will be watching.
Jonte Porter banned for life.
If anyone out there is going to bet $80,000 on a Jonte Porter under prop, it's over. Like, the FBI is banging down your door like, you're an idiot. What are you doing? You're asking to get caught, but, you know, I
for
digress.
Real. And don't, if you're an NBA player, for gosh knows what reason you're listening to our radio show, don't throw away your career for $20,000 from FanDuel.
Yeah,
like, it's not going to
work.
Doesn't
make any sense.
Not at all.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Got about, 14 minutes left in the show? Jared, what's on the menu to finish us off?
This is a song that Finian sent by Natalia...
Oh, man, you got it.
La Forcade?
I think that's spot on.
Put a little bit more spice on that.
Hasta la Raiz is the name of the song. There we go.
Maybe put less spice on
it. Maybe that was a mistake, but here we go.
Please turn it on.
Cruzando ríos, andando selvas, amando el sol. Cada día sigo sacando espinas de lo profundo del corazón. En la noche sigo encendiendo sueños para limpiar con el humo sagrado cada recuerdo. Cuando escriba tu nombre en la arena blanca con fondo azul, cuando mire el cielo en la forma cruel de una nube gris, aparezcas tú. Una tarde subo a una alta loma, mire el pasado, sabrás que no te he olvidado. Yo te llevo dentro hasta la raíz, y por más que creas, crezca, vas a estar aquí. Aunque yo me oculte tras la montaña, encuentro un campo lleno de caña. No habrá manera, mi rayo de luna, que tú te vayas.
She said I don't spend time like I really should. She said she don't know me anymore. I think she hates me deep down, I know she does. She wants to erase me. A couple days no talking, I see my baby, and this is what she tells me. She said
bounce at every club, show her extra love. We just praying the new fame don't get the best of us. But all good things gotta come to an end. She let it go to her head, no, not my area. The height of her shopping was writers blocking me. I couldn't get my shit out anyway. I
she
hope you diarrhea.
Thank you.
You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. This has been Instant Crush. Thanks for listening along. We'll be back next Wednesday night. See you then. Yeah.